One of the a controversial pastor in the United States called Stephen Anderson from the Faithful Word Baptist Church in Arizona has annoyed a lot of women all over the world after a video of one of his talks was posted up on YouTube. Basically, he believes that a woman's role is in the home, raising the children. He says that this is laid out clearly in the Bible. He says that women should be feminine and that men should be the muscular ones and wear the trousers in the household. He said on some of his videos that a woman should not be at home giving birth and raising children. Should be at home giving birth and raising children. And the man should be the breadwinner. Now, he says that the Bible clearly states, basically, that a woman's place is in the home, raising children. He said that a woman who stays at home raising a child and cooking all the meals is a great lifestyle. And I want to hear from you. Do you think? What do you think of attitudes like this? Do they belong in the Dark Ages? Or do you agree with what he's about to say, that a woman's place is in the home? He also believes that children get a better upbringing if mommy stays at home to mind them. Our telephone number is 6797104. Pastor Stephen Anderson, good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
Nice to talk to you, Stephen. Now, Stephen, I know from looking at your video, and by the way, one of your videos is actually up on our Facebook page. If you want to log on to FM104's Facebook page, you'll see the video that was on YouTube. And a lot of people have been shocked by what you've said because they think that some of your comments date from the Dark Ages. What do you say to that?
Well, I say to that that my comments date from before the Dark Ages because the Bible has been around for thousands of years, and I think these views are timeless. I don't think you could really classify them as part of any particular time period. You know, God's word never changes, and so God never changes. And therefore, I don't think that our views of the home and the family should change.
Now, you do, and just to make this perfectly clear, you do believe that if a woman is in a relationship with a man and she has children with that man, she should stay at home with the kids. Simple as.
Well, first of all, they should be married, of course, according to the Bible, where they shouldn't be having that kind of a relationship. But yeah, definitely, the man is to be the breadwinner and the woman should stay home and raise the children.
Now, why can't it be the opposite way?
Well, because God said that basically women should marry, bear children, and guide the house. He said it's their responsibility to be keepers at home in Titus chapter 2. And he says that if a man provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he's denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So, you know, the Bible just lays it out that way.
Okay, so this whole idea of a stay-at-home husband where he stays at home with the kids and she's out working, that's just wrong, is it?
Right, well, it's completely backwards. And, you know, we're seeing...
It says who? Says the Bible.
It says God. You know, God's the author of the Bible. So, you know, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and, you know, he's the one who tells us how to live in the Bible. And everybody seems to have a better idea, but that's why our society is going down the toilet, because nobody respects what God says in the Bible anymore. Everybody thinks that they have a better way of doing things.
And, now, okay, there would have been a time here in Ireland when it would be fairly normal practice for a woman to get married, have her kids, and stay at home with the kids and give up whatever job she had. And that would have been fairly commonplace in the 50s, 60s and 70s. Not so much now, because people can't afford it anymore.
Right. Well, you know, in many cases, in my marriage, I've had to work two jobs in order to make ends meet. Because even in the United States, most people need two incomes to live the kind of lifestyle that they want to live. And so I would say, you know, you're either going to have to cut back on your lifestyle, or the man might have to work twice as hard. And there have been many times that I've had to work 80-hour work weeks, and even if I work way more than 40 hours a week in order to pay the bills. But it's important to me to have my wife home with the children and not to just ship them off to be raised by someone else. And so I'm willing to make that kind of a sacrifice.
Okay, so you yourself have worked two jobs in order to be able to enable your wife to stay at home. That is of primary importance to you, is it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I know people who make better money than I do. And, you know, they basically can just work one job 40 hours a week and pay the bills. But, you know, most most people that I know have to work pretty hard in order to, you know, support their wife and children in today's economy.
Okay, now before you were married to your wife, yes. Did she have her own career and has she packed all that in?
Well, before we were married, my wife was in college and she was living in Germany. That's mm-hmm. where she's originally from. And she was in college studying anthropology, and she hadn't really started a career yet. She worked a job. But once we got married, you know, I made it clear to her that I wanted to be the sole provider and that she wasn't going to have to work and that she was going to be staying home. And she
could. Now, some would argue if her job is as a stay-at-home mom, what was the point in her even going to college and getting further education in anthropology when she's never going to need it?
Well, you're right. There was no point, you know, and that's why she didn't finish that degree. And I think that college is a waste of time anyway. So, I mean, basically, she quit college and did something that's more fulfilling for a woman anyway by being a stay-at-home wife and mother.
So you think college is a waste of time for everybody or just for women?
I think that college is a waste of time for most people because, you know, college is a government institution to educate people a certain way. You don't need college to learn. You can learn on the job. You can read books. You know, I'm a very educated person, and, you know, I don't think college to educate me.
Okay, now coming back to women in the home, and as I said, you know, a generation or two ago it would have been normal practice that a woman would stay at home with the children. Right. You obviously believe that because that doesn't happen as much as it used to, now it still happens, obviously, but because it doesn't happen as much as it used to, you think that that is having a direct bearing on society, do you?
Oh, absolutely, because there's just no substitute for parents raising their children. And, you know, I could drop my children off somewhere at a daycare center or something like that, but they're not going to get the same level of care that they're going to get from their own mother. And so it's definitely going to have an adverse effect in their upbringing. Not only that, but it's breaking down the relationships of the family because children are estranged from parents. They only see them for an hour or two a day, and so they're not going to have as close of a bond as a child who grows up with a mother that's there for him throughout the day, cooking meals for him, eating with him, teaching him, training him, and so forth.
All right, so when does a woman listening to us right now who is married and has kids and whatever, and she is going to work every day, she leaves the kids in creche or they're in school or whatever, you think that she is wrong, basically?
Well, I think the situation is wrong, but, you know, it might be the husband's fault because I believe that the husband is in authority. You know, the buck stops with him. And so, you know, it sounds like he's not providing. He needs to step up to the plate and tell his wife, no, honey, you stay home with the children. I'll do what it takes to provide. I'll make ends meet. And so I'm not necessarily just going to blame the wife because, you know, the leader in that home should be the man, and so he needs to step up.
So on top of all this, you also believe that a man should be basically the boss in the relationship?
Oh, absolutely. The Bible says that the husband is the head of the wife as Christ is the head of the church, and that as the church is to be subject unto Christ, so shall the wives be to their own husbands in everything, Ephesians chapter 5.
So is your wife happy with this whole setup where you're the boss and she doesn't go out to work and she looks after the kids? She, you know, didn't bother with finishing her education. She doesn't have a career. Her career is minding the kids.
Yeah, sure, she's happy with it. And here's what's funny about it. Women often think that, oh, she, you know, the husband being a boss, that's terrible. But here's the thing. Women who go to work, they have a boss, too. And they have a time clock and a name tag and a hairnet and a CCTV camera watching them, and they have to punch in and punch out. Honestly, my wife has more freedom at home than she would if she went to a job where she'd have to wear a uniform and there'd be all kind of rules dictating what she does every hour of the day. You know, I'm off at work. My wife has lots of freedom, but at the end of the day, I'm the boss and I make the rules.
As regards the man being the boss, does that apply to, with children, does that apply to, like, disciplining children and stuff like that?
I'm not sure what you mean by that. Can you clarify the question?
Do you look after the discipline in the house, or does your wife do any of the disciplining of the children?
Well, Well, because she's the primary caregiver with me being off at work most of the time, she's the one who does most of the discipline. So she's definitely the boss of the children. But obviously she answers to me at the end of the day. But
she answers to you.
Discipline. We both discipline the children.
All right. Ashley is calling, actually, from the United States, from Riverside in, is it California?
Yes, it is, Adrian.
How are you, Ashley? Nice to talk to you. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I'm quite honestly, in today's economy, how on earth can, you know, okay, everyone's got their own religion. I understand. I'm not going to knock it. But it's 2012. I mean, my husband and I both work. We have one daughter. We don't live extravagantly. But everyone's working and working, trying just to make it, pay all their bills, everything. So if I don't understand how, you know, God wants it just the man works and leave everything else to the woman at home. I mean, that happened to my mom, and when my dad died, she had no education because she stayed home with us for 18 years. And now she can't find any work because she has no college experience, no real work experience. So staying at home pretty much really hurt her in the long run. So how is that so beneficial if it's God's plan?
Well, Stephen.
Well, first of all, I would say that if I were to die unexpectedly, that I would expect my wife married. You know, I have a life insurance policy that would cover her expenses for a while, and then I'd expect her to get remarried. So, you know, my children could have a father and a mother in the home. And as far as it being tough to get by in this economy, that's true. But I just believe that if you do what God tells you to do, that God's going to bless you more. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And so I just believe that by doing the right thing, God's going to bless and make it possible for to provide for his family's needs. And he might have to work two jobs. And there have been times when I had to do that, but I'm glad I did it.
You've never tried to find employment in California, have you?
Well, I'm from California. I've only lived in Arizona for the last 7 years. Before that, I lived in California. I was born and raised in California.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody I know who's really looking for a job can find a job.
And do you believe, Stephen, that it should be possible for every couple with children to enable the woman to stay at home? That this excuse of we can't do it, we can't afford to do it, you obviously think that that's a load of rubbish.
Exactly right. I think that if the will is there, if it's a priority, then people will get it done. And I know people, I know lots of people who are doing it because they made it a priority. And, you know, God has promised to provide our needs if we obey his word. And so I don't believe that this is just something that's for a select few. I think this is what God expects everybody to be doing. I mean, that's what the Bible says. He wouldn't command us to do something if it were impossible. He's obviously telling us to do it because it's what he wants us to do.
All right, let me bring in some more calls on this. Fran, you're on FM 104. How are you, Fran?
How are you doing?
Good. What did you want to say on this, Fran?
I actually was married to a male chauvinist pig like that. And it's very...
Well, sorry, Stephen, let me put that to you, that you're a male chauvinist pig.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if that's what she wants to call me, then I guess I'll plead guilty. I mean, if what I'm saying, if that's what you want to label it, then label it whatever you want. That's what I believe. That's what the Bible says.
No, that's not what the Bible says.
Well, I mean, would you like me to quote you some more scriptures that do say that?
Listen. You're in this.
The Bible says that wives are to be subject unto their own husbands and everything, and that the husband's the head of the wife. And it says in Genesis 3:16 that the husband is to rule over the wife. So, I mean, how many scriptures do you want me to quote?
No, that is never going to be the way it's ever going to be. Like, we're not
in... That's how it is in my house.
Do you know why? Because your wife is a tick.
Let me ask you, put that to you, Stephen, that your wife obviously has no goals, no ambition, no drive, the only thing, because she's being subservient to you.
Well, you know what I think? I think a woman who goes and clocks in at a job has no goals and ambition and drive that's worth anything. You know, why would my wife rather put on a hairnet and serve food or be a receptionist than to serve food to her own children. You know, I don't understand why people look down upon the raising of children. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And so I think my wife has an extremely important job of raising children and being a homemaker. And
okay, Fran, let me put this to you, that one of the most important jobs in the world is being a mother. You there, Fran?
Yeah, I was a mother. I'm a mother.
No, is being a mother to your children and staying at home with them.
I'm a mother of four.
Yes.
And I actually earn more money than my husband would ever earn. I do stay at home. I haven't stayed at home a lot of the time because I work 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
I actually make more money for 3 days a week than he would earn for a month.
All right, Kira, you're on FM 104. How are you, Kira?
Hi, Adrian.
Now, Kira, what did you want to say to Pastor Stephen?
Well, he's quoting scriptures and all that, but I looked at the video online, but I didn't watch all of it, but I saw a bit. And I noticed he shaves, like he's completely clean shaven, but he's quoting scripture. Leviticus 19:27 says you can't shave your beard. So is he not being hypocritical there?
Well, Stephen?
Well, first of all, that's not what Leviticus 19:27 says. So,
not in that English.
How do I answer that? You obviously don't have a Bible in front of you. That's not what it says.
No, I don't. But I've looked it up before because Leviticus is one of the most hypocritical parts of the Bible.
Right. Well, it's hypocritical when people think that that's what it says. But guess what? It doesn't say that because there are millions and millions of people in this world who couldn't even grow a beard. So if God were commanding men to have a beard, that wouldn't even make any sense. And by the way, I do have a beard. That was just an older video when I was clean shaven. But the bottom line is there's no place in the Bible that commands a man to have a beard.
It didn't command him to have
it. I can't really respond to that because it's not there.
It didn't command him to have it. It just said you can't shave your beard or you can't trim your hair. It says it in there. I've looked it up.
Well, it's not what it says, so... I don't know what to tell you.
Kira, what do you say to his argument that the Bible teaches that a woman's place is in the home with her kids, raising them, looking after her husband, providing a good home for all, and that is the most important job a woman can do, and that the man's the boss?
Yeah, but the Bible also treated women like property and sold them off. So sold them to their husbands for a dowry. It wasn't a case of you married your husband out of love or anything. So it went from being your father's daughter to you being your husband's wife. You didn't get a say in anything.
All right. Bobby, you're on FM 104. How are you, Bobby?
How's it going, Adrian?
Grand, thanks, Bobby. What did you want to say to Stephen?
Adrian, what's the pastor's name?
His name is Stephen.
Stephen, can I say one thing to you, please? Just straight out. You're full of fucking shit. Straight out. Right? Science has proven straight out there is no such thing as God. Okay? And for somebody to put... My mother gave birth to 11 children and also walked. Raised 11 children and done a very damn good job of it. See, you're putting women down the way you speak. I'm surprised you're married. I'm very surprised you're married. I'm surprised that you don't have... thousands of women trying to kick your hall door in to rip your bleeding fucking head off.
Here, enough of the language, Bobby. There's no need for it. And sorry, Bobby, it is a bit disrespectful to people who do believe in God to be saying what you're saying. There are many, many people who do believe in God.
And let me respond by saying this, you know, saying that science has proven that God does not exist is nonsense because, you know, I don't think science is ever going to prove that everything came from nothing. And that's the kind of rubbish and nonsense that the public school teaches you. But guess what? Things don't come from nothing. And any scientist will tell you that things don't just come from nothing, okay? And spontaneous generation of life forms doesn't happen. So,
there's such thing called evolution.
Okay, and you've observed that, right?
No, I didn't observe it, but I have gone... Now, don't get me wrong, Stephen. There was a time in my life where I did believe there was a higher power, okay? So I do understand where you're coming from at the same time. But in order to prove once and for all which I was going to actually believe in, I did bother to take the time to go out and actually check this out for myself. I am a 29-year-old man, and I have gone out to check this out for myself. And I do believe that evolution is how we all came about.
Okay, and that's fine. But as regards what he's saying with, you know, about how the best place for a woman is at home minding her kids, what do you think of that?
Adrian, it's disgraceful. It's putting women down where many women, like you look at such women, like, say, for instance, okay, Beyonce.
Yes.
Look at her. She's had such an influence on so many people. And I know she's only a pop singer, but I'm just using her as an example. She's had such an influence on so many people. Now, if she was to be wrapped up in a penny and put into a kitchen, she wouldn't have had that influence. Like, it's disrespectful to women. And in this day and age, it's disgraceful. And
okay, Stephen, let me put that to you. Excuse me. That you are being disrespectful to women.
Right. I think that it's disrespectful to women to tell them that in order to have any value, they basically have to live like a man. And that's basically what the modern feminist movement is doing. You're basically saying that unless you live like a man, unless you put on pants like a man, go to work like a man, make a living like a man, you don't have value. I'm saying the opposite. I'm embracing a woman's role, that she has wonderful value in the home doing what she was designed to do. I don't think women have to dress like men and live like men in order to have value. I think they should embrace their womanhood and their femininity and live as a woman should live.
So in order, because of what you're saying, because a woman was born with a womb, and she's basically a baby machine.
No, you didn't say she's a baby machine.
I wouldn't put it in such a degrading way, because I think that having babies is a blessing. It's not something that a machine can do. I'm sure that your science friends who told you that there's no God would love to make babies in a machine, but thankfully
that is possible.
In human wombs.
That is possible.
Well, I know. I'm sure that all the perverted scientists who told there's no God would love to have a factory and a baby machine where they modified humans. You know,
hang on a second, Stephen. Stephen, hang on a second. I never once said anybody told me there was no God. I came that to my own conclusion from...
Actually, you said that scientists had proven that there was no God. So that's who told you that there was no God. According to you, a scientist
told you. I didn't say anybody told me. I said scientists have proven it. And that's from me studying different things.
Okay, but Bobby, there are many, many, many people as well, you know, who choose to believe that there is a God. Now, Waris, you're on FM 104. How are you?
I'm good, Adrian. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Waris. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I agree with Stephen, what he says. It's all about religion, Adrian. If you have a religion and you believe, and if you believe in Bible, it's all about the thing, like, as Stephen said, it's said in the Bible that women have to obey their husband, and the best for women is to stay home and be respected and raise the kids. But as Stephen said, he mentioned that today's time, everybody wants to just show off and they want to do anything. You know, they want to be equal to men, or they just want to show, women want to show they can do anything. So the women are out of the house. We have seen here from past, say, 10, 15 years, they leave the kids home, they go out for night out and all, they get drunk, come back home. Bible doesn't say that. So if we don't follow the religion, we can do anything. But if we follow the religion, the people these days, they just don't want to accept the religion. As Ireland
and you also believe that, as Peter is saying, or Stephen is saying, you believe a woman's place is in the home raising her children.
Yeah, the best place for a woman is in the house. Yeah. If something came up and she has to work, or a couple, if they have a hard time, yeah, she probably go and help her man out. But the man's responsibility is when he gets married, that's his responsibility to raise the kids and do everything for them, whatever they need. and also his wife.
And are you married yourself, Waris?
I am.
You are. And do you believe that... is your wife happy to stay at home?
No, she works part-time. I don't have any kids yet. But
okay, but if and when you do...
Yeah.
Will she stay at home with the children?
Yeah, probably.
Is this something you've discussed with her?
Yes, I did. Because I think I work hard enough to raise my family. Yeah, she works part time. She's also doing her hairdressing professional course as well. We paid €8,000 because she wants to do this. But like, I would never want her to work and.
But what I'm asking is, do you think she would be happy enough with that?
Of course she would, because the point is, when you have your kids. So why would we have to leave our kids in somebody else's hands and go to work and get the money, you know? Like, most of the people, they leave their kids in the nurseries and then collect them later. And later, you know, when the kid kind of, they grow up and they're like 10, 15, they're like, yeah, my parents used to do this. So everything the parents do, I think later when the kids grow up, like yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine, we were working together, and he said that he hates his fucking dad. So I said, why? Because he said he left his mother. He left his mother for some other woman. And this is the whole point, like, you know, when kids see how the parents react. So they're...
Okay, so when you have children, you would like to think that your wife will stay at home with the kids. Do you think society would be a better place if all women did that?
As I said, see, we are in Europe, like Europe, America, Canada, Australia. People make their own choice. I was just discussing the other day with my friend that in Europe, we let everybody do whatever they want. So, like, many, many parents, like, as you have a son as well, I know he's 17 or 18. I always listen to FM 104. Whenever, like, there's a discussion, I think I have to call and I have to talk to you guys. I always ring up and I always talk to you guys. But as you have a son now, 18, 19, would you like him to be, whether he's 19 or 20, will come up home and 4 o'clock in the morning every single week with every different girl, being drunk and being pissed and being logged?
No, I don't think anybody wants that for their children. But it's part of growing up as well, isn't it?
My point is, people have their own choices. Why? Because the state has their own rules. So state doesn't follow the religion. When a state doesn't follow the religion, people have their own choices.
All right, let me go to... Sorry to cut across you, Waris. I want to squeeze in as many calls as I can on this. Kieran, you're on FM 104. How are you, Kieran?
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Adrian?
Good, Kieran. Now, what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I don't think that chap is actually putting women down. I think quite the opposite. I think a lot of women don't realise the importance of raising a family and children. You know, now, I know it was mentioned there earlier on, but there was one chap there that thought he was disgraceful. They thought that he was putting women down. Now, I know that there are a lot of men that would believe that. A lot of men.
And sorry, Stephen, I assume you will argue that you don't put women down, that women are wonderful creatures.
Exactly. I think that women are equal in value to men. I just believe that they have different roles.
Exactly.
And your point obviously is that we seem to have forgotten what those roles are.
Exactly.
Kieran, do you think he's right in what he's saying, that a woman's place is in the home?
I probably wouldn't go that far, that it should be absolute. But I do think that a lot of women need to have a bit more faith in the power that they have.
And what is that power? To stay at home with their children?
Necessity. I mean, that I know that there are men that would probably think he is putting women down, and the same men actually wouldn't give a damn about providing for their women, if you know what I mean.
Mm. So one of the points that Stephen made earlier on is that if a man is, or if a woman finds herself having to work outside the home, it's because she's married to a bit of a failure of a bloke.
Exactly.
He should be out working harder to get more money.
To a large extent. To a large extent, because, you know, a lot of men can be bums, and men should be providing.
Can you understand, Ciarán, then, why some people see this as just Dark Ages attitude?
Yeah, I can. I can see why some people would see it as that. But I do see his point. I do see his point, though, definitely.
Okay, Aoife, you're on FM 104. How are you, Aoife?
I'm good, thanks.
Now, Aoife, a woman's place is in the home, raising her children, making a good home, looking after her husband. The husband's the boss, and that's the way it is. What do you say to all that?
I think that's really wrong. I mean, I know it's important that a woman should be at home, like, with raising her kids and whatever. But I don't see why she can't have the choice to, you know, as a man does, to have any, you know, career she wants. I don't see why a woman should have to have a certain role when a man doesn't. He can go and he can, you know, has any opportunity in the world. I don't see why a woman shouldn't either.
Well, Stephen, men have opportunities to do pretty much anything. And she's basically saying women should have those same opportunities too.
Well, women do have that choice. But, you know, before I got married to my wife, I explained to her how it was going to be, you know, and I'm not saying that I'm trying to live anybody else's life for them. I'm just preaching what's right and what the Bible commands. And so women have the right to disobey God and do whatever they want with their lives. But that doesn't change the fact that that's what God commands. And if we're going to be obedient to him, then that's what we're going to do. And so, you know, I don't care what other women do, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And so, you know, my wife is going to obey me and she's going to stay home with the kids. She's not going to go out and have a career. And I'm going to preach that to as many people as will listen, because that's what God...
And she obviously your wife is happy to obey you.
Right, absolutely. There's no reason why she wouldn't be. It's a better lifestyle for everybody. Everybody's happier. If we do it God's way, everybody's happier. It just works out better all the way.
Okay, Aoife, what do you say to that? Everybody's happier if it's done this way.
Well, in your household, everyone might be happier, but like... You can't say that, you can't force that on everyone. And I respect that, you know, in your household, if your wife's okay with obeying you, that's fine. But, you know, everyone has a choice. And women, like, most, it's the 21st century, like, women should have the exact same choices as men do. And, like, people are always trying to say that women are equal. And, like, if you're trying to say that God is commanding that we have to obey every man, then, you know, women really aren't equal in this world. And that's not what, you know, we're in the 21st century now, so we're trying to make them equal, you know?
Now, obviously, Peter will argue that if a woman wants to pursue a career, well, I'll ask you, Stephen, if a woman wants to pursue a career, that's fine, just don't get married and have kids.
No, I don't think it's fine. I think it's wrong, because I think that women are supposed to get married and have kids.
Oh, so don't bother trying to get a career.
I don't think that women should pursue careers, period. I said that they have the choice to do so in disobedience to God's word, but that doesn't mean that I think it's fine. I mean, I'm not trying to stop them. It, you know, it's not my business, but I'm not going to condone it or say that it's fine, because it's not fine. It is disobedience to God's word, because the Bible does not teach that women should go out and have careers.
A couple of your texts. Being a mother is a very important job. I am one and enjoy it. I have 2 degrees and work hard in my own business alongside my husband. Marriage is about equal partnership. Children need consistency and love, not a resentful, unfulfilled, soul-squashed mother. As someone with a faith, I don't feel my life is against God's wishes. Well, Peter, or Stephen, what do you say to that? That, you know, women doing what you're suggesting end up resentful, unfulfilled, soul-squashed women.
Well, I don't know what to say. Maybe they just don't like their husband very much. I mean, my wife and I get along great. And so, you know, I mean, maybe the husband's failing to lead properly. But, you know, it's not my job to answer for every unhappy, unfulfilled woman. You know, some people are just never going to be happy no matter what situation they're in, because they're just discontented, disgruntled people, you know. some men feel like they have to sleep with multitudes of women. You know, I slept with one woman in my entire life. And does that mean that I'm unfulfilled? No, because I'm more than happy with that. And so the bottom line is that some people are happy with what God told them to do, and they are obedient, and they do it. And then other people have a sinful attitude and a wicked attitude that wants to do everything that God told them not to do. And they feel unfulfilled unless they can go out and break all of God's commandments. I think that's what it comes down to. And so some people are willing to obey what God has dictated, and some people, you know, get mad and say, well, I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, that's their choice, but they're going to have to face the consequences for it, you know?
One of the other things that you believe in is slapping children, smacking children.
Well, I don't believe in slapping or smacking children. I believe in spanking children on their bottom.
Same thing, no?
And it's not, well, no, I'm not slapping them in the face or something. I'm not pummeling them or abusing them or injuring them. Spanking on their bottom is a form of discipline. And the Bible's really clear that, you know, we're supposed to spank our children. And, it couldn't be any clearer. It's not about injuring or anything like that. It's just about basically punishing. And for thousands of years, that's how people have disciplined their children, and it's biblical. And so lately, we're seeing the results of people not spanking their children. Their children grow up, and they're monsters. And that's why so many children are being forced on drugs today. In the United States, they're all being put on these mind-altering drugs. You know, there's nothing wrong with these kids physically. It's just that they're not being properly disciplined, and they're not getting enough love and attention from their parents.
And these are kids who are being treated for disorders like ADHD and stuff like that. You don't believe in such things.
Don't exist. ADD and ADHD is just a mythological. It has no physical ramifications. There's no physical diagnosis. It's just a behavioral diagnosis. You know, it's not a physical problem. They're putting children on psychotropic drugs because the pharmaceutical companies are laughing all the way to the bank because it's a multi-billion-dollar industry forcing our children on these drugs. And, you know, the less we spank our kids and the more we ship them off to daycare centers, the more they're going to need to be pumped full of these drugs. And somebody's making a lot of money off of it.
All right, let me go to Tina. You're on FM 104. How are you, Tina?
Hi, how are you?
Now, Tina, you... Yeah, go on.
First of all, I raised my two children myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very proud to say that. I worked while I raised them, right? And now I would tell my own girls, which are now going through college, when they were picking their subjects, all that for college, to make sure that they would have jobs, even when they got married, that they could go provide for their own children. That doesn't make you a bad person. It also doesn't make that you have to spank them. I don't believe in that. And I think he's wrong saying that. And as for kids with ADHD, has he got a diploma or something to say this?
Well, Stephen?
Do I have a diploma that gives me the right to speak God's word? No, just...
That's not God's work. Because if it was God's work, you'd understand. Everybody, whether you go to church, whether you work to bring your children up. I didn't get anything for nothing, right? And I'm very proud to say that I put my children through college. I didn't depend on anybody to do it. I call myself a good person. I don't have to go to church every day to believe in that. I don't have to read a Bible to believe in that. And I think you coming on saying what you're saying, that women should stay at home, all that, that is your opinion. My opinion is I got up in the morning, I went to work, I put my kids to school, I didn't get someone to mind them, I was there when they came home in the evening, and I looked after them. I didn't have to hit them, I didn't have to spank them.
Well, here's the thing, it's not my opinion.
Well, it is, you've just said it.
No, it is not my opinion. It's
God's word. That's not
the Bible.
Was it God's opinion that kids should be molested? Was that God's opinion as well when they were going through the church?
No, it's not. See, that's not what the Bible says. You know, by the way, I'm not a Catholic. I think the Catholic Church is a false religion.
Yeah, I think all religion is a false
religion. Catholicism. I'm defending the Bible.
I'm saying what you're saying. There's good people out there.
Let me go ahead and give you a Bible verse, okay? It says in the book of Proverbs, it says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes.
Well, that's,
and the Bible also says in Proverbs 13, withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. So that's what the Bible says.
Rubbish. You can have consequences.
I mean, God's going to remind you one day that you call that rubbish.
That's rubbish.
And Stephen, let me put this to you, that here is a woman who has raised two children on her own, as you've heard her say, and she believes that her kids, by the sounds of it, have turned out great. And she believes that she's done a good job, but you think she hasn't because she was out working.
Well, again, it doesn't go back to what I think. I mean, it goes by the Bible. She's saying she doesn't spank her children. The
I
Bible
do not.
Says that if you don't spank your children, you don't love your children.
Well, that's
I just quoted the scripture.
Well, can I tell you, have you seen all the children that has been hurt by parents? Have you done any research into that? Have you?
Yeah, that's
are you
not
telling
really,
me
not
that
really...
them? Are you telling me them children that have been slapped by their parents have ended up better children? Well, I can tell you they don't.
All right, let me just. I want to just bring in another couple of calls on this. Ronan, you're on FM 104. How are you, Ronan?
How's it going?
Grand, thanks, Ronan.
That guy said women didn't have any careers in the Bible.
Did you say that, Stephen?
No, I did not say that women did not have any careers in the Bible. I said that God commands women to be keepers at home and to guide the house, to get married and have children. The Bible records people doing all kinds of things. The Bible records people murdering, stealing, committing adultery. So, yes, of course there were women that did all kinds of things in the Bible, and there were all kinds of women in the Bible that have careers, but that's not the point. The Bible commands women to marry, bear children, guide the house, and be keepers at home. That's what the Bible commands.
So, you were giving out about pharmaceutical companies laughing all the way to the bank for giving people that didn't need them. Do you not think that the
exactly
laughing all the way to the bank for getting people to give money to them for basically something that they can't isn't tangible? You can't actually see it either. You just have to believe in it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm not a Catholic, because I believe that Catholicism is a false religion, and so I'm not going to defend the Catholic Church because I'm against the Catholic Church. I'm a Bible believing Christian. Have nothing to do with the church.
So what religion are you then?
He's a Baptist preacher.
I am a Baptist.
All right, that's even worse, isn't it?
How is that worse?
Well, and
Bible bashing, like, you know what I mean? Like, I suppose he agrees with that family over in the States that go out and protest on the sides of the road and stuff as well. I can't remember their name. Were they Baptist?
No, I know who you're talking
about. Oh, the Phelps family, yeah.
Yeah, I do not agree with them. I think that they're weirdos, and so, you know, everybody always likes to lump you in and try to put you in a box with other people. You know, I believe the Bible, and you know, just trying to lump me in with a weirdo is just kind of grasping at straws, because my arguments are biblical, my arguments are true, and so instead of addressing the points that I'm making from the Bible, you just pull out some weirdo that they show on the news a lot and say, oh, you're like those people. Well.
And what is your view on homosexuality?
Well, my view on homosexuality is that it's disgusting and that it's sinful and abomination, because that's what the Bible says.
But you don't go protesting at the funerals of dead gay people?
Absolutely not. And, you know, I think that the reason that the media loves to show those people so much on TV is just to make anybody who's against homosexuality look like an inbred weirdo, because that's what those people are. So they basically use them as the poster child for anybody who's against homosexuality, just to try to lump you in with these backward people. And it's not an intelligent argument.
Okay, two more calls. Shane, you're on FM 104. How are you, Shane?
Oh, yeah.
Grand, thanks, Shane. Very quickly, what did you want to say?
Completely in shock at some of the drivel that's coming out of Stephen's mouth, to be honest with you. He says he's into the Bible and all that, but I mean, he's very good at quoting some phrases and interpreting how he feels the Bible should be. Have you ever heard of the phrase from the Bible, let him who's without sin cast the first stone?
I'm sure he has.
That phrase.
You know, he's gone on about women, you know, breaking the law in God's eyes. There's also another famous quote in the Bible. I think it's in all the Bible. more joy in heaven over one repentant sinner than there is in 99 just men or women. So what did you think of that?
Hey, I think those are some great quotes from the Bible, but I'm having trouble seeing how they're relevant to anything that we're talking about, because number one,
you're the one that's going on about the Bible, and you believe in God's word, and this is all God's word. If it's in the Bible, it's obviously it's God's word according to you. But they're two very apt phrases, and you don't believe in them.
Can you explain to me? I believe in those phrases from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. Great scriptures, but can you tell me how they apply? Because I'm having trouble seeing it.
Well, you're turning around and saying, firstly, in the first instance, that women who go out and get a career and don't stay at home and procreate and provide children and go forth and multiply and all that shite, you're saying that they're sinners in God's eyes. But yeah, on the other hand, in that particular phrase, more joy in heaven over one repentant sinner than there are in 99 just men. Explain that phrase. That phrase to me means that if you live your life according to the word of God, as you would do, being a Baptist minister, preaching the Bible, you know, there's more joy in heaven over one sinner who has repented on their deathbed than entering heaven than there would be of 99 of you, which are your drivel and your...
You obviously believe, Shane, that this opinion that a woman's place is in the home, that the man is the boss in the household, blah, 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 blah. You've heard everything he said. You think this is absolute rubbish?
Absolutely.
Even if it's preached in the Bible?
In this day and age, Adrian, you know, with the economy...
Okay, now, and Stephen, I want you to address that again. And this is obviously a very regular theme I'm sure you've been hit with before. In this day and age... people can't afford to not both work.
Right. Well, in the Bible, you know, the children of Israel were fed the manna from heaven. You know, Jesus fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So if we live our lives according to God's word and pray for God to sustain our daily bread, he's going to help us provide our needs. But obviously, it's not just going to fall in our lap. He also commands to go out and work hard and to labor and work for it. And I think that any man who has the desire and the will to provide for his family and for his wife to stay at home, if he rolls up his sleeve, gets up early, stays up late, and works, God is going to bless him. He's going to get it done. He's going to provide. But it's a lot easier to just sit around and make excuses for why we can't obey God and make excuses why our wife has to go to work and why our kids have to be dropped off at daycare. It's just
all right, and one last call. Dez, you're on FM 104. How are you, Dez?
Good evening, Adrian.
Very quickly, Dez, what did you want to say?
This man speaks about relevance from the Bible. Well, I'll put it to you this way. He spoke about Genesis. He mentioned Genesis. Genesis to a caveman. What should I say about that?
Sorry, they were cavemen.
Genesis is what?
I don't even understand what you're trying to say here, Des.
A caveman. Like, he's a bushman. There was no documentation. There was no modern certificates. We're already natural. You have to hunt, you have to fend, you have to eat, sleep, and reproduce. That's in the Bible.
Okay, I'm sorry, Des, I don't even understand what he's trying to say, to be honest with you.
It seems that everybody has something negative to say about the Bible, and Genesis is for cavemen, and blah, blah, blah. But let's keep in mind that this is the book that's been translated into every language of every nation on this planet. This is the book that is the number one most read book in the world for thousands of years, and people brush it aside as if it's meaningless. This is the Holy Bible. This is a book that's in every language. So I don't understand how people just look at it like it has zero authority. You know, it is the Word of God.
All right, look, Stephen, I'm way out of time. I really appreciate you talking to us tonight. Obviously, some of your opinions, a lot of people don't agree with, but I'm sure you're well used to that. If people want to find out more about you, how do they track you down, or what's your website?
It's faithfulwordbaptist.org.
Faithfulwordbaptist.org.
Yeah, faithfulwordbaptist.org, or they could just Google just Pastor Steve Anderson or Faithful Word Baptist Church. They Google it, it'll come right up.
All right, it's been interesting talking to you. Thanks very much indeed, Pastor Stephen Anderson, for joining us on the program tonight.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Takes all sorts to make the war go round. Let me read a couple of your texts By the way, check out our Facebook page. You can find some links to link to his website. This is the problem with the Bible right here. It has been translated so many times that its teaching has been twisted and turned to something completely unrecognisable. So the likes of Stephen can pick and choose the parts that suit them. It's ridiculous and completely out of whack with the world as it is today. Sorry, excuse me. Does this idiot realise that you can dictate almost anything using the Bible? It's the 21st century, things change, he should have another look at the Bible. He seems to think he knows all about it. Adrian, he's a hurtful arsehole. He reads and then preaches. It's not healthy to be 24/7 to be at home. I'm Catholic and a mother to two special needs boys, and I'm hurt at this sexist git, says Margaret. And one last one. My best friend was beaten by his father, black and blue. He even broke some of his ribs. He claims it was the Bible's words that told him to beat the child to show love. It's ridiculous and it's an excuse to abuse people, says Tara.